Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Deshaun?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, Deshaun. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians of the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Happy Wednesday, right?
Happy Wednesday.
Hump day. We are halfway there. Not that we're counting, huh?
Right.
So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Well, yeah, I guess how much does it cost? Because I already got set up with Angie's List, and they're charging me quite a bit of money right now for leads.
I see. Okay.
So, I
understand what you're saying. You signed up with Angie's and you're concerned because if you add this on what you've already outlaid, your marketing dollars can only stretch so far. Yeah. So
right,
I definitely understand what you're saying. And thank you for relaying that because we deal with a lot of the Angie's clients and what I can do is, you know, give you a credit to kind of offset some of the money that you've spent there because, you know, a program like this will easily blow the revenue out of the water from anything you
that's
can get off
well,
of Angie.
That's my main thing right now. Is and even, like, if it could be a scenario, like, because Angie, they kind of screwed me. I'm not even going to lie. They had me sign up for this program, and now, like, I'm stuck paying $350 a month. And I'll say, I know I've started a couple, like, last week, but I've gotten zero leads in a week already. So, so, like, if I could build some revenue off of you guys and then just pay that off and not work with them, I would so rather do so. So I'm willing to take the risk with you guys as long as, like, I'm trying to just see, results, I guess that's what I'd say.
Understandable. Yes, I definitely get it. So the reason a program like this is so highly profitable is because statistically speaking, when a consumer does a search online, 87% will actually hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves, you know, 13%. If you take all those other sources and put them into one bucket and say, let's look at Thumbtack and Angie's and Yelp and Yellow Pages and Yahoo, and you name it, combined they're only getting 13%, right?
Okay.
So, and the benefit of this or the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today, okay? So,
I would rather take the risk on this. It seems
right.
Like,
you're going to love it.
The you guys are giving me is a lot better information that Angie List was giving me. So, and, like, I guess for my occupation, too, times right now are, I'm not saying I'm desperate, not saying that at all. Like, I'm busy. I'm currently literally working while I'm on the phone with you right now. But, I like to be steps ahead, you know, so I like to book myself out, you know, a couple weeks, you know what I mean? So,
that way you're not stressing over the last
I
understand. Yep. And a program like this absolutely will get your phone ringing. And I always tell people that the only way a program like this wouldn't work is if you didn't answer your phone. And we both know that you're going to answer your phone, right?
Right. Well, like, automatically, like, I saw a number that was from Maine. So I was like, okay, I'm automatically going to answer. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, good for you. That's awesome. Yeah, one little pet peeve of mine I have is every now and then I have to reach out to one of our clients to do an update or whatnot, and I'll get a voicemail box that's full or a voicemail box that's not set up, and I'll always tell them, like, look, why would you pay a company to do marketing to get your phone ringing with new business, and then when a potential client calls you, they get that.
Right.
That's a missed opportunity.
Right. Like, I answer my phone.
For sure.
Anything that rings.
I love it.
I answer it.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. No, that's what I want to hear. You would definitely be a good fit for this. And with that sizable credit that I can give you for working with Angie's, it's actually a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, Deshaun, would be not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we're going to program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days, I should actually say most people, are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then, because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for DC Painting coming up. So, you know, that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system which will show you, you know, how many clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from, and that way everything is very transparent. So, and being that this is, you know, a monthly service, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Sorry, my apologies. What did you just say?
Oh, I said, being that this is a monthly service, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. And that
because unlike Angie's List, they kind of just tried to, and I'm about to argue with them too, but they kind of just tried to guarantee me with me paying them $350 a month.
Oh.
So I'm going to be able to get out of it, I think. But, okay, so I guess how much is it total to start?
It would be just $398 today, and then each month it's $299, and that's just because the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only.
Okay. And I guess my next question would be, How do I word this? Do you guys relatively see like a lot of results for people that are starting or with your company or, you know, like, I guess, yeah, I'm just, I'm not, you seem like you've explained everything pretty correctly and it sounds pretty legit. I just don't want to run into a scenario where I'm in a scenario like I am right now, I guess.
I understand. No, I totally understand. You want to make sure.
And I honestly know
work.
Stuff's not guaranteed for sure, but I say it like this: I can sell snow to an Eskimo. So if someone gets me on the phone with somebody, like,
oh, I love it. You have a good closing ratio,
or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'll work my magic doing it that way. But if my phone's not ringing, there's kind of no.
You don't have anything.
You know, there's like, right.
Yes. Okay, I understand. So I want to just assure you that a program like this, it absolutely will fund itself in the influx of new business that it brings you, but also our goal is never for someone to spend $299 monthly with us and then just break even, because if that's the case,
right,
it's not a smart business decision, right?
Exactly.
So it's our goal to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. You know, meaning for every dollar that you spend, you yield $10 in return. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer, because we're already putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated, right? And we are not a Mickey Mouse company that just started. We've been doing this for 2004. So we're over 21 years in the industry with a premier partnership with Google. Over the years, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 97% retention rate with our clients. So there's a reason, you know, that tens of thousands of business owners continue to renew with this service month after month after month, right? It's not because they have to. It's because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business.
Yes.
You know? And one thing I might even be able to help you with, since you are a newer business, it looks like you currently don't have a website. Is that correct?
So funny that you say that. So I have a website technically pending.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a friend who's very good with all that stuff. And it's like 85% done. So especially with me doing something like this that I'm talking to you right now,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely try to get that up and going, like, immediately, you know, so.
So I want to give you a little bit of a forewarning from what I've heard, because I've been with this company for 14 years. Oftentimes, if someone's building a website and they have a friend or a relative building it, you know, they mean well, but sometimes a week turns into a month and a month turns into 6 months.
Right.
And if that's the case where it's 85% done and it's going to be, you know, several months before it's actually completed, I can include a website for you at no additional cost that you could use in the meantime. Yep, and then you might even like it better than the site that your friend's building and want to keep it, which is fine. But if you wanted to, you could also promote the other site once it's completed. But that way you're not missing out on business in the meantime, right? Because it is 2026, and usually bare minimum, every business at least needs a website. So typically, you know, we charge $400 extra to put the sites together. But since we're moving forward and we're filling this position today, I can explain that to my director and try to get an override to include it for free. And
that'd
you know,
be awesome.
Okay. Yeah. And then that would be more than fair enough.
I would definitely be willing to do that, especially if it's free, if I have to, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll have it up and running within 1 to 3 business days, so you won't have to worry. Because with friends, you know, they
Perfect. Because then I can just throw it on my social media.
Exactly, because sometimes with a buddy, you know, they're trying to do it in their free time, you know, and sometimes...
Right, exactly.
Right, so, okay, so let me send out the request to get the override to include the site.
I can pay with a credit card, correct, on this?
Absolutely, we take all major Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. My only question would be, your first name, is it D-E-S-H-A-W-N?
No, ma'am, it is D-E-S, capital S.
Okay.
E-A-N.
E-A-N. Okay.
Yes,
she had it spelled with N, and I know Sean is either the S-H-A-W-N or E-A-N, so you had it E-A-N. And then the last name is Cromwell?
Yes, ma'am. C-R-O-M-W-E-L-L.
I think there's a fancy hotel in Vegas called the Cromwell. Have you heard of that?
Yes, there is.
I thought so.
Is.
Have you stayed there? Have
there's
you seen
also
it?
A Cromwell, Connecticut.
Oh, really? Oh, so it's it's
and then
a,
I think, weirdly enough, I think a big group of mobsters, there was some
no
mafia
way.
Actually named after the Cromwells or something like that. So, I don't think I don't think my family's tied to that, but, you know, it's funny.
That's
you know?
A neat story. You know, my husband's very interested in all that old mafia stuff, and we had to go to Chicago years ago for business, and he was so upset because after we left, he found out there were, like, underground tunnels where the mob used to go through, and he wanted to go on the tour, and I'm like, well, how did I know, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, but we'll send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
My last name and my first name at gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Easy enough, right?
CromwellDeshawn@gmail.com. Yeah, I love it. Okay. And then I see this phone number ending in 1527. Is there an alternate number just in case?
Nope.
Okay, perfect.
This is my number.
Everything goes through this. And then I wanted to ask you, for the listing on Google officially, do you want it to show as DC Painting, or would we put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thought?
No, you could put it as DC Painting, because I'm not an LLC technically. I'm just sole proprietor.
Okay.
So,
I like it that way too. It's funny how many people like it.
I prefer it that way.
Yeah, they'll say,
I'm not an excavator, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not handling big, big equipment, you know what I mean? I'm a painter.
Right.
Like 9 times out of 10, any situation I get myself in, I could probably fix it or get out of it, you know what I mean? So I don't need an LLC. I don't really have employees like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I hire a guy here and there, but yeah.
Yeah,
I don't really
you're
have
smart.
Employees.
Yeah, my whole thing about that is that when someone finds you on the first page of Google, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done rather than if there's an Inc. or an LLC on there, right?
Yeah, that's what I try to tell. That's what I try to tell my clients. That's what I pitch in the first place. Like, yeah, that's cool. You can go and hire like the bigger company, but like, are you, you know, say if you hire a company of six. You know, probably 1 to 2 of those guys kind of care about their job. The other 4 are just there to, you know, pay the bills, you know, and I take pride, big pride in my work, so.
Exactly. Yeah, because you're a small sole proprietor, so there's more morals and ethics put into what you do, you know, just in
general,
which is great.
And, if I don't work, I don't eat.
Exactly.
Me and my wife don't eat, so.
Yep, I get it. So you do interior, exterior painting. I assume that you do mostly residential, but you also will do commercial jobs as well?
Yes. Yep.
Perfect.
And I also do drywall finishing.
Oh, great. Okay. Let me
get that. Yeah. Very multifaceted. As I'm speaking to you right now, I'm doing
What about plaster finishing. Or just drywall?
You could throw it on there if need, just because I'm the type of person, plastering is probably not that much harder than mudding, so.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So even if you had one that arose, you'd probably figure it out to be able to accommodate the client.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Okay. And then what's the business address?
56 King Street.
Oh, that's easy. Okay. And the zip?
04072.
Okay, for Succo, Maine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then my director did give me the override, so we're going to include the site, so that's really good news. If you have a logo or pictures or before and afters or anything like that that you'd like to add to the site, I'm going to create a client interview for either later today or tomorrow where my technician will call you. And they'll go over your keywords and get you set up. But you can absolutely send those, the content, if you will, over, and they would put that on your site.
Perfect.
Yeah, if you don't have content, that's okay, too. We'll use stock photos initially just to get the site up and running. And then you could always send us content later if that's the case. Okay?
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then on the credit card, does it say your first and last name, or is there a middle name or initial?
It's just first and last name.
Perfect. Okay, and give me a second here because it didn't save the correct spelling. It's still saying H-A-S-O-W-N. So Deshawn Cromwell. Oh, that's why it didn't save the email. So Cromwell Deshawn at Gmail. And let me see if it sticks this time, and then it'll stick in the billing too. So 1 second here. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own, right?
Right.
For sure. Let's see. I wonder why it's not wanting to save the email. Is it? Is there supposed to be a dash or a dot between the Cromwell or Deshawn, or is it all one
Cromwell
word?
It's Cromwell Deshawn.
Now it's been valid. Okay, I don't know what I did, but
don't put any like uppercase or anything like that. It's just Cromwell Deshawn.
all lowercase. Okay, perfect. So I finally got it to stick, and it is all lowercase, so it looks good now. And then, okay, so I'm sorry. Did you say there is a middle name or initial on the card?
Nope.
Perfect. Okay, and then is the billing address also King Street, 56 King
yep.
Street? Okay, that makes it easy. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, give me 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It is 5212.
Okay.
6775.
Got it.
6576.
Okay.
2034.
And expiration?
It is 11-20-30.
Okay, and the code?
538.
538, okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Deshaun, is go through a voice verification recording, and what that will do is outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And part of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm, thank you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DC Painting.
Okay, and then please state your name and title with the company.
Deshaun Cromwell, DC Painting.
Okay, and you're the owner?
Yes, I am the owner. Sorry.
Perfect. And as the owner, obviously you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So as a part of the verification process, Deshaun, it's essential that Local Splash will receive some documentation to show that you're a valid business in the area. So we're going to send you an email that says important photos needed for Google optimization. That will
yep.
ask you for, and it's not required in your state, so if you see them asking for a business license, insurance,
yeah, see,
any
like
of that.
Maine doesn't require.
Exactly.
People,
so don't
like,
panic
it's
and
funny
think
because
that.
My friend
right.
moved to California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like my buddy, me and him painted together.
Mm-hmm.
But then he moved to California,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of crazy. Like, you need a bunch of certifications, I guess, and licensing in California. And
I wonder why. I wonder if it's a lot more competitive or something. That's really,
right. Yeah, no,
yeah.
It's interesting for sure.
Yeah, it's very. Yeah, so it'll give you like 7 or 8 suggestions on that email. And let's say that you don't have the license or the registration, but you have insurance and a business card with your address, or you have a work vehicle with tools and a Maine license plate. All Google's trying to do is protect you as a small business from a large
okay.
corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only
gotcha.
Way, yeah, you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So even
okay.
if you only sent us 2 or 3 of those items back, that's more than
so
enough
what
for
was
us.
It?
It'll have,
like
and they're going to send you an email. Sure. It'll say business insurance, business registration, business card with your address, or a work vehicle with tools and a Maine license plate, or an invoice
okay.
with your address. So there's going to be, you know, a number of items that are acceptable. So just send over whatever you can when you see that email. Sometimes people panic and they think they have to send all 7 or 8 items, and that's definitely not the case, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome.
And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 20th, in the amount of $398 when your term is complete. Oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure. I think I got my date. I think it's the 21st. Gosh, I'm 1 day behind. Yeah, it is the 21st. So it says that your payment will be charged on today's date, which is January 21st, in the non-refundable amount of just $398 When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $299. Now, this requires a short-term 90-day verbal commitment, which means that if you cancel after 3 months, there is no early termination fee. Within the first 3 months, an early termination fee would apply. But most, business owners want to try it for a quarter anyway. And then it says, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. So now I'm going to look at the calendar, and that client interview that I'm going to set, it's going to take about 30, maybe 40 minutes. I'll tell you what's open, and then you can tell me what works best for you.
Okay.
And then you'll be good to go. We can schedule. Oh, hello? No, geez.